1강 목적 예제 대화를 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good evening. I'm Simon Peterson, the manager of King Yoga Center. Thank you for your patience during the renovation of our facilities, including the shower area and lounge. Now we will focus on the parking lot, because it's pretty small. The construction for expanding the parking lot will begin next Monday and last through December. For the next month, the parking lot for this building will be closed. Once construction is complete, there will be enough parking spaces to accommodate 100 cars. For more information about the upcoming parking lot construction, please visit our homepage or refer to the notice on the bulletin board. We apologize for the inconvenience. Thanks for your cooperation.
1번
다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. This is Renee Waters from the Columbia Energy Management Corporation. As the recent heat wave continues, the risk of blackouts is rising. Most people know it's important to save electricity, but some people think that saving energy at home is too bothersome. But it really isn't that difficult. Turning off lights and unplugging home appliances when leaving home are easy things to do. Also, using ceiling fans instead of air conditioning is another easy, efficient way to cut down on energy use. Check out our website for more simple energy saving tips at home. Thank you.
2번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Reynolds Airport. While you're waiting for your flight, don't forget that Reynolds Airport provides plenty of fantastic shopping. So if you're looking for a gift for someone or would just like to shop for yourself, take a look around before you depart. At Reynolds Airport, you can take advantage of great duty-free savings on a number of famous brands. Also, if you spend more than $100, you'll get free double passes to the premium lounge here at Reynolds Airport. Thank you for listening. Please enjoy your trip.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Are you looking for a way to help people in need? If so, visiting helpinghands.com is the first step to achieve this. Helping Hands is a website that provides information on how to raise funds for medical expenses, memorials and funerals, and education and tuition assistance. Helping Hands offers a simple and organized way to realize your fundraising ideas and help you achieve or even exceed your fundraising goals. The website is free, secure, and easy to use. If you want to help people around you, Helping Hands would sincerely like to help you.
4번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Have you heard about the caveman diet? It recommends going back to a pre-civilization hunter-gatherer diet of meat, fish, fruits, and vegetables. This diet, however, is based on avoiding dairy, sugar, and grains. This sounds great, but it actually can be problematic as a weight loss solution. If you suddenly stop eating many food groups, excessive weight loss can happen, which is very dangerous. Another problem with the caveman diet is it may take away the pleasure of eating, leading to unhappiness and depression. So, if you're thinking of going on this diet, you should reconsider it.
5번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I'm Susan Tiffin, the author of Manners for Children. Parents know it's important to help their children learn manners and that a well-mannered child will be more successful than a child who isn't. In my career, I've taught manners to children from various backgrounds, and I realized that kids are good at following clear lessons. The problem is, although there are plenty of books out there to help parents teach their children manners, they're challenging to understand and impractical, like encyclopedias. Once I realized this, I found that there is a need for a book that puts manner guidelines into manageable chunks for parents and their children. Hopefully, my book will work for them.
Hi, my name is Martin Lewis, and I'm here to share my story with you today. I was a talented baseball player with a promising future. But after a serious injury in my senior year, I had to find another career. But I couldn't because I wasn't ready for being anything except a professional sports player. I believe many college athletes are just like me. They're not ready for another career. So it would be hard for them to continue as useful members of society when their playing days are over. What I'm saying is athletes need education in an area other than sport. I don't want them to struggle like I did. I hope my experience will be helpful for their future career.